This I Believe. Dr. S. Dana Weeder is clinical professor of surgery at Jefferson Medical College, director of surgery at the Germantown Hospital, and chief in surgery at Chestnut Hill Hospital, all in the Philadelphia area. In his very rare leisure moments, he enjoys a good game of golf or a yacht race. He also does some rather serious thinking. Here is Dr. Weeder's creed.
Early in my professional experience, I was asked to see a young woman who said she had been crying for 2 days and had at last decided she would commit suicide. Without thinking, the word sprang up and I responded, "Well, why don't you?" Here was a young woman, happily married, with 2 children and moderate wealth. It seemed there was nothing she could desire, and yet she was unhappy and wanted to terminate it all. At some time or another, I think we all ask the question, why do we go on another day with the monotony, the disillusionment, the unhappiness, and apparent futility? Too many people are disillusioned, unhappy, restless, and find life futile. The effect of this attitude is so disturbing that many find themselves in sanitaria, and some go so far as to attempt suicide. Anyone who does any thinking must come face to face sometime with a question, what is life's purpose, and why am I so restless and disturbed? I believe this restlessness is normal and springs from the very nature of man. I believe man was made in the image of God, who has perfect knowledge and perfect love. If man has been created in his image, man must certainly have inherited the knowledge that there is perfect knowledge and perfect love, and I believe, therefore, that it is the instinctive knowledge and desire of perfection which makes us restless, unhappy, and gives us the feeling of futility and frustration because of our imperfection. For myself, I believe that unless my daily life is directed in some way toward achieving these perfections, I am not fulfilling my instinctive urge. It means I must learn and appreciate as much as I can the natural and spiritual laws about man and to understand the reactions of others to them as expressed in the arts. I further believe, as a part of man's spiritual inheritance, he has the instinctive desire to help his fellow man as a part of the divine love which he has inherited. I know and have seen examples of the evidence of this instinct of love for our neighbors. Witness the number of stories where a life has been sacrificed for another in drowning, fire, war, disaster, and the response of neighbors to those who are ill and in trouble. I think people do these things instinctively. I believe this effort to help one's neighbor, not only in these heroic ways, but in civic, community, and personal matters, brings the most rewarding satisfaction that we experience. I believe that if I am convinced that I have found a purpose or goal in my life which is sufficiently demanding to require my best and continuous effort and is directed toward mental and spiritual growth, I will achieve a happiness in a day-by-day motive which does displace unhappiness, disillusionment, and a sense of futility of the daily job. The patient I referred to was brought to this point of view. She turned her attention from her selfish attitudes to a renewed interest in her husband and children and developed a latent talent for short story writing and an undeveloped interest in music and painting. These new attitudes and effort have been most rewarding to her. In summary, therefore, I believe that a life devoted to the acquiring of more perfect knowledge and the relating of my everyday task to that knowledge and the love and concern for my neighbors will bring about an enthusiasm for life, a joy in living, and a satisfaction that will overcome disillusionment, unhappiness, disappointment, and a sense of futility.
They're the beliefs of Dr. S. Dana Weeder, one of Philadelphia's leading surgeons.